Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
What is going on with the Bert Show youth group? First, Abby comes on here earlier, calls you guys out for leaving her high and dry when you were supposed to go crash a Bert Show listener's wedding. And now we got Mikey in here wanting to attack Jackson.
The girls are fighting.
It's falling apart. Jackson is refusing to be my friend. And I'm furious about it. This guy... So, as you know, recently I moved into a new apartment in Midtown, Wonderland. Jackson made it sound like we're going to be having a grand old time all the time. He said, we're going to be hanging out, we're neighbors, we can scooter to each other, we can do whatever we want. He's going to show me around town. It's going to be great. I've seen him like a half a time.
What?
A half a time.
So how long have you been living in your new apartment? If I remember correctly, is also the same apartment building that Jackson used to live in, correct?
That's correct. So you'd think you'd want to go to his old stomping grounds. Apparently not. About a month I've been living there.
All right, so you've been there for a month and you've seen Jackson, what you say is like a half a time.
A half a time.
There's no way that was a half of a time.
It was a three quarter of a time. It was the snow day. He came over, brought his lady... And we did drunk Django, where you have to write on the Django pieces. That's all we did, I think. And then we went outside. Me and my girlfriend get into a snowball fight. He disappears on me.
This is not what happened.
From your perspective, Jackson.
Okay, yes. Snow day happened. The first snow day here in Atlanta on a Friday. And my lady and I went over to Mikey's place. It was nice to see the old stomping grounds. It's the place that I used to live in when I was in college. And... We hung out for like 3 or 4 hours in his apartment. We didn't just play drunk Jenga.
That's a whole hang.
That's a full time.
I want a 12-hour. Come on.
That's a job.
Apparently being Mikey's friend is a job. Yeah.
He wanted the full hang. And then afterwards, we were looking for something to eat. So we were like, there's a bar that's right across the street. We were like, they were open when we walked out. Let's go out there and see if they're still open. So we walk downstairs. We go to the bar. They're closed, unfortunately. And there's still a bunch of snow on the ground. So we start like kind of throwing snowballs at each other and whatever, and he asked if he was like, I've got some frozen pizzas, do you guys just want to come back and like eat some pizzas? And I looked at my girlfriend and I was like, it's already kind of late, I know that if we go back in there and eat, we're gonna end up having to sleep on the couch because I don't know if I'd be able to get myself and her to walk home after that in the snow, right? So he looked at me and goes, if you don't want pizza, then get out of here. and then we left, and then he's saying that he just looked up and we disappeared and ghosted him.
That's right. That's the kicking him out part.
Yeah, I don't recall that myself. But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
I can't tell if he's a flake. I can't tell what's going on. I'll tell you the second from the last straw.
Okay.
Was, I think it was either last Saturday or two Saturdays ago. No, I don't know. Whatever. Uh-huh. But we were at Blue Moon. And so I said, okay, the fun is starting now. And we'll take it to 3 a.m. We're going to have fun all night. Right before he was kind of acting like, yeah, we're going to have fun. Right before he leaves Blue Moon, he says, oh, I forgot. I have an appointment at 7 o'clock to play video games with my friends. But keep in mind,
Jackson was looking for any excuse.
Yeah, Jackson only gets one night a week to drink because he's doing Moist January. And apparently he wants to play it. playing video games. It doesn't make any sense to me.
He was so upset that that was what I had planned. Here's the thing, okay? I've got some friends that I like to stay in touch with, but we don't live in the same city anymore. And so our way of hanging out and connecting is jumping on and playing games together. And this is something that was planned like earlier in the week. And so everyone knew that like Friday night was going to be the night. I was saving my one day, night a week for drinking for that night where, you know, crack a few beers and play some video games with the boys. And that was always the plan for that Friday, and Mikey was just could not wrap his head around the fact that I was playing video games.
You can't play video, you can't spend your drinking night playing video games. That is defeating the whole purpose of this whole thing.
All right, so that was the second to last straw that broke the camel's back. What is the breaking straw?
The last straw was whenever we did the improv night the other night.
Yep.
We actually had no part in this, but our girlfriend said Shaquille O'Neal is DJing in Atlanta, so we're going to go to Shaq's DJ party. And I said, okay, whatever.
Why would you not?
Yeah, of course.
It's time. It's Saturday. It's time to go to the whatever you call it, DJ thing. Jackson says he's in Macon. He skipped town. He skipped town to get out of hanging out with me.
He left Atlanta to go to Macon?
Yeah, he went to Macon.
These stories are all so skewed. I mean, okay, so here's the thing. Yes. Shaq was kind of a tentative plan that we wanted to go see, but it's twofold. One, tickets were $170, so
what?
Nobody wanted
for
to spend
him
that
just
much.
DJ?
Shaq is actually an incredible, hard EDM style
he's
DJ.
He's actually really good.
He's actually really good, but his music is also super intense. And I, being someone who likes going to these EDM type shows,
it's a rave.
It's like a rave, right? And I wanted to introduce Mikey and his girlfriend to that, but I wanted to kind of ease them into the scene. Shaq plays crazy hard music, and I think it would scare him away from it.
So you think Waylon Jennings over here would have a hard time adjusting?
Yeah, I think he would have complete full blown sensory overload, and it would take him out, and he wouldn't want to go to any of the other ones with me later on down the road. And so I wanted to like kind of ease into that genre of concert and music.
It's just starting to feel like hey Jackson, let's go to Piedmont Park. Sorry, Mike, you have to brush my teeth. I can't hang out with you.
You said the excuse.
Yeah. It's getting ridiculous.
You're trying to monopolize my one day a week of drinking, but the good news is Friday is January 31st, so I'm going to be a little more flexible with the way that I'm doing things from there on out, and then we can hang out more.
Why does there have to be alcohol when you hang out?
Oh, what are we going to do? Take a walk?
That answers itself.
It does. All right, Abby, the non-threatening move every man needs to use to pick up a woman at a bar.
Yeah, a guy pulled this on me this weekend, and I thought it was a really clever trick that I think a lot of guys should start using to approach women. I'm trying this new thing called having empathy for the other sex, and
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. This is real character growth. That frontal lobe is developing, and I understand that it can be really intimidating to approach women, and I want to do my part in helping men grow a pair, essentially, and approach women that they find attractive. So I was
good on you for wanting to be approachable.
Yes.
So men will approach and hopefully spark conversation, maybe a date.
Well, listen, this isn't on me. I'm approachable, kind of. So if they're not approaching me, that's on them.
Have you met you?
Yeah. I am very, in like a social setting with one glass of Sauvignon Blanc in me, I am a chatty Kathy. Mm-hmm. I approach men. You have seen firsthand that I am willing to make the first move. I'm like, whatever I got to do. Like, if I got to pay the entry fee, like, to get a relationship, I'll do it.
I do not feel like this is a fair assessment. I will say that. I will preface with that. I do think you are a strong, independent woman, and that can be intimidating. That is not me saying you need to dull your shine. That is not me saying you need to be less intimidating or less independent or less you. I'm saying you keep being you, and the right man will not see that. They'll see all those as attributes and not reasons not to approach you.
Perfect. So there was a man at a bar this weekend who apparently was not intimidated by me. Maybe because my back was turned to him, so he couldn't see the RBF. He's like, you know what? This looks from behind. She's a 5. I'm probably okay. And then I turn around and I'm a 6.5. And he's like, whoa. But I'm already in too deep.
The back of your head, very approachable. So good to know.
The back of my head is ridiculous.
ridiculous. So I was at this new bar in Inman Park. Have you heard of Painted Park yet? Have you been there yet?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I haven't been there, but I've heard of it.
Finally went. It's the place to go. It's apparently where everybody my age is because it was crowded as heck. So I was waiting 45 minutes just to get to the bar, like as in the place where the bartender is. So I'm like waiting in line. I'm shoving my way past the other losers trying to get a White Claw. And I'm finally at the front of the bar and I'm waiting for the bartender to look at me. I'm trying to get his attention and, you know, I'm getting pushed and shoved. And then all of a sudden I feel a tap on my shoulder and I'm ignoring it. Cause I'm like, I'm by myself. Like if Rebecca, who I was out with, was going to say something, she'd just be like, Abby. And so I'm kind of standing there again, waving the bartender down and I feel another tap. And so I turn around and I'm like, who is this? I'm like, who's approaching me? And it's a man. So I was afraid. And, and he said, listen, if I can see that everyone here is waiting a really long time to get this drink, I'll make you a deal. If you get the bartender's attention, yeah, I will buy whatever drinks you get along with mine.
Deal.
And I look at him and I was like, okay, business deal done. Bet. I'll make it happen. So I do my thing. I get the bartender's attention. I get the entire order of drinks. I order my Blue Moon. I get his something, IPA, whatever dudes drink. And we turn around and I give him the drinks and it kind of started like a very easy conversation where I was like, it was a pleasure doing business with you. My name's Abby, by the way.
So cute.
We kind of have a back and forth and, you know, I thought he was cute, but I was kind of like, you know, I'm here to hang with Rebecca. I don't really want to, you know, ditch her for some dude that I'm kind of interested in, but not really. So I was like, you know what? If he had been a guy that I was like super, super into, I was like, that would have been the perfect way to approach because it's a way to start conversation that doesn't really feel like I'm pigeonholed into talking to you. Like you start the conversation, you're going to do me a favor. I'm going to do you a favor. If I'm like into it, we could chat and have a little bit of banter. But if I'm not, I'll just do the niceties. Yeah. Say thank you for the drinks that and get out of here.
It's a solid move, man.
Yeah, it's a solid move. So dudes, you don't have to grow that big of a pair anymore. Just one. Just grow your wallet. Just grow your wallet and you'll be fine.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.